Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 22, Balimaharaj surrenders his life, text number 10. Kim atmananena jahati yon tata. Kim riktaharai svajanakya dasyubi. Kim jaya samsriti heta bhutaya. Martyasya gehai kim iha yusho vaya. Kim, what is the use? Atmana anena. Of this body, jahati gives up, yaha, which body, antata, at the end of life, kim, what is the use, riktaharai, the plunderers of wealth, Svajana akya dasubi. They who are actually plunderers, but who pass by the name of relatives. Kim, what is the use? Anyone say, what does Kim mean? Yes, at least. We should remember that word, at least, from the word to word. Jaya, of a wife. Samsmriti hetu bhutaya. Who is the source of increasing material conditions. Mardyasya, of a person sure to die. Gehe, of houses, family, and community. Kim. Fourth time we got it, all right. Iha. In which house? Ayusha. Of the duration of life. Vyaya. Simply wasting. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. What is the use of the material body, which automatically leaves its owner at the end of life? And what is the use of all one's family members, who are actually plunderers, taking away money that is useful for the service of the Lord in spiritual opulence? What is the use of a wife? She is the only source of increasing material conditions. And what is the use of family, home, country, and community? Attachment for them merely wastes the valuable energy of one's lifetime. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, advises, Sarva Dharma Parityaja Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja. Give up all other varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. The common man does not appreciate such a statement by the Supreme Personality of Godhead because he thinks that during his lifetime, his family, society, country, body, and relatives are everything. Why should one give up any one of them and take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? But from the behavior of great personalities like Prahlad Maharaj and Bali Maharaj, we understand that surrendering to the Lord is the right action for an intelligent person. Prahlad Maharaj took shelter of Vishnu against the will of his father. Similarly, Bali Maharaj took shelter of Vamanadeva against the will of his spiritual master, Shukacharya, and all the leading demons. people may be surprised that devotees like Prahlad Maharaj and Bali Maharaj could seek shelter of the side of the enemy, giving up the natural affinity for family, hearth, and home. In this connection, Bali Maharaj explains that the body, which is the center of all material activities, is also a foreign element. Even though we want to keep the body fit and helpful to our activities, the body cannot continue eternally. Although I am a soul which is eternal, after using the body for some time, I have to accept another body. Yata dehantara prapti, according to the laws of nature. Unless I render some service with the body for the advancement of devotional service, one should not use the body for any other purpose. One must know that if he uses the body for any other purpose, he is simply wasting time. For as soon as the time is ripe, the soul will automatically leave the body. We are very much interested in society, friendship, and love. But what are they? Those in the garb of friends and relatives merely plunder the hard-earned money of the bewildered soul. Everyone is affectionate towards his wife and attached to her. But what is the wife? The wife is called Stri, which means one who expands the material condition. A person lives without a wife, his material conditions are less extensive. As soon as one marries and one is connected with the wife, his material necessities increase. Pungsa Striya Mituni Bhavan Etam Tayor Miti Ridya Grantu Ahu Ato Griya Kshetra Sutapta Vitar Janasya Moho Yam Ahang Mimeti. The attractions between male and female is the basic principle of material existence. On the basis of this misconception, which ties together the hearts of the male and female, one becomes attracted to his body, home, property, children, relatives, and wealth. In this way, one increases life's illusions and thinks in terms of I and mine. Bhagavatam 5.5.8. Human life is meant for self-realization, not for increasing unwanted things. Actually, a wife increases unwanted things. One's lifetime, one's home, and everything one has, if not properly used in the service of the Lord, are all sources of material conditions of perpetual suffering under the threefold miseries. Adhyatmika, adibodhika, adidaivika. Unfortunately, there is no institution in human society for education on this subject. People are kept in dark about the goal of life, and thus there is continuous struggle for existence. We speak of survival of the fittest, but no one survives, for no one is free under material conditions. So the text again. What is the use of the material body, which automatically leaves its owner at the end of life? And what is the use of all one's family members, who are actually plunderers taking away money that is useful for the service of the Lord and spiritual existence? What is the use of a wife? She is only the source of increasing material conditions. And what is the use of family, home, country, and community? Attachment for them merely wastes the valuable energy of one's lifetime. This is the eighth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Most people don't get up to the second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And therefore, some of the things that are said probably wouldn't be understood or even appreciated by most people. Especially modern society, because modern society is dedicated to increasing material things. They see that that's the only purpose of life. Now, Bali Maharaj is speaking in the heavenly planets. I don't know what yuga it was. doesn't really matter in the heavenly planets. And he's talking about wife and children and home, the way is, you know, one who's completely renounced would talk about them. So where does that leave the poor ladies? This is the type of thing that they read and they feel, well, I'm completely useless. How do I fit into the spiritual life? Is there some reason why? No. You can put it on a little bit, but that's so that. But actually, ladies are supposed to be attached. If they can't, if there's not some attachment on the part of the ladies, then this whole material universe wouldn't exist, couldn't exist very well. But they shouldn't get too attached. And therefore, it is said that every lady should get married and every brahmachari should stay a brahmachari. Exactly how that works out, Prabhupada said, is quite mysterious. But the idea is that one gets trained in brahmachari life, brahmachari guru kule vasandanta guru arhito. One is actually trained up in the Veda culture to become an actual civilized person. Not interested in exploiting others, but interested in serving the guru, and therefore properly serving everyone's real interest, the spiritual interest. So that when one gets married, then one doesn't see the wife as an object of exploitation, but also one is in the service attitude towards the wife and children, etc. And in such an attitude, under the direction of Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, then one can properly guide the wife and support the wife and children and whatever is necessary. But there's no necessity of expanding oneself or one's property and things beyond what's actually necessary if one wants to advance spiritually. Now, most of the people, whether in Kali Yuga or in other yugas, most of the people are not interested in spiritual advancement. They're interested in material advancement. But Varnashram Dharma, it checks that unrestricted material advancement because it's limited. Kali Yuga, the difference is that one can fall into an unlimited amount of illusion. Matter of fact, that's what modern society is meant for, is to increase illusion. And because of that, from the beginning of life, one is trained in illusion. Men are trained in illusion. Women are trained in illusion. So women are trained how to put on makeup. It must be quite a training. How to comb your hair. How to make oneself look as attractive as possible. So, and men are trained up how to become capable of earning as much money as possible to make it appear that one is actually going to support in unlimited opulence the wife. So the wife offers her body, maybe not her mind, but at least the words sometimes. And then the man offers whatever he can produce with his body to the lady. In this way, there's no spiritual consciousness, there's no spiritual aim. Dite vidu swartha gatim hi Vishnu. And therefore there's no restriction to how much maya one can fall into. Matter of fact, the whole society is dedicated to producing more and more maya in the form of technology, in the form of industrialization, and as I said before, this whole civilization is just meant to put people in maya, that's all, an illusion, or as Prabhupada said, in darkness. And lo and behold, material nature, who's actually material, Mother Bhumi, she doesn't like it. She doesn't like supporting demons. She didn't like supporting the demons when Prithvi Maharaj was here, and she started to, especially when King Venu was here, an atheistic king, and she started to withdraw the food grains. And therefore, when Prithvi Maharaj came, he was wondering, why is the earth so restrictive? And she said, because I don't want to feed the demons. Now, I don't know how bad things got when Vena was here, but I doubt whether it got as bad as it is now. And therefore, there is Mother Earth starts restricting, and the demons start saying, well, there's not enough for everyone. And therefore, they start making plans to get rid of most of the people so that they can enjoy the material nature. Demons only allow others to enjoy the material nature if it helps them enjoy material nature. Otherwise, they're not interested in helping anyone except for their own sense gratification. They may pretend I'm your friend, like every politician, every husband, every wife, everyone in the material world is pretending something, because that's part of illusion. Everyone wants to be an illusion. So the lady says, I love you. And the man says, I love you. But actually the lady loves if the man has money. And the man loves if he can think that he's actually dominating the woman. She's actually not. But just the idea that he's doing it makes him feel like he had a good reason to come to the material world. He's actually become the center of God or something. Janasya moho yam ahang mameti. And in order to do that, if there's no restriction, then of course there's no restriction. Pum sastriya maitune bhavane tam. Tarara mutya granti mahu. Ato griha kshetra sutapta vitara. Janasya ho moho yam ahang mameti. Then there's no restriction to the amount of land you need. When we talk about land, we talk about as they've poisoned the land, as they've destroyed all the living entities in the land with their tractors, as they've thrown insecticides, herbicides, pesticides, peoplicides, every side onto the land and destroyed its fertility. They need more and more land. They got to cut down the forests, the Amazon forests. I'm surprised they haven't started cut down all the forests in Slovenia. But that's coming. What's that? They did it. Now I heard there's forest. Anyone heard about forest? So they'll burn it down. Mother Nature will burn the forest. And in China, they're telling them to, cut down the forest and start growing food, the people there. Because Mother Nature doesn't like sinful people. Because they poison her. They destroy material nature. And therefore she restricts. And therefore the demons, they become more and more destructive. Or as Prabhupada said, they create horrible and beneficial works meant to destroy the world. And all these things that we think they're doing for our benefit actually was never meant for our benefit either. Just like these cell phones where people are just playing these games. Sometimes I watch these movies about management on the internet about how to manage better all the different committees I have and whatever else I'm managing. And they always have, anyone who's showing it always shows their screen, and one screen is for management, one screen is for video games. And the video game, every time the video game, there's always someone with some, I guess they make it in such a way as that you're thinking that you're the person who's, it's kind of like from the viewpoint of you, and you always have some kind of weapon. And you're always, the whole aim is just to kill as many people as possible. That's your happiness during the day of how many people virtually you killed. That's considered to be, important. So what are these computers for? Are they really meant for people's happiness, to make them higher consciousness? They're actually meant to just make people as stupid as possible. And at the same time, control them. In other words, to keep track of them. Every time you type something on the keyboard, who's ever on the other side, they're keeping track of everything you're typing. And now they're presenting advertisements or whatever they're presenting accordingly. But actually they're just keeping track of you, so eventually they can do what they really want to do, is get rid of you. That's the real purpose. If they came out and said, you know, tap this and you're finished. No one would type it, so they have to put a little sugar candy on it. Yeah, I type this and, hey, I'm finished. Oh, my God. So modern technology is not meant for industrialization. It's not for the benefit of any living entity. They've killed the bees in most parts of the world with their sides, whatever the size they're doing. And then they're always making some modification, which is destroying some species of life. Like they just released in Florida and California billions of genetically modified mosquitoes. And according to Bill Gates, his idea is that he's going to put vaccines in the mosquitoes so when they bite you, you get inoculated against reality. These people, these demons, they're serious. They're not kidding around. You're breathing their air, as far as they're concerned. So the point is that, unfortunately, in modern society, there's no education. So previously, although Bali Maharaj is talking against family life, etc., but he was dutifully performing his family life, his wife and his children, they were all devotees also. So if family life is meant for devotional service, to bring children up in Krishna consciousness, then there is no objection. Even Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, who is a noted brahmachari, Naistika brahmachari, he said, if I could actually have Krishna-conscious children, then I have 100 Krishna-conscious children. But the problem is that the man is not trained, and the woman is not trained, and therefore when they get together, they just create problems for themselves and everyone else. And what's the main problem? Is they think that material enjoyment is the whole purpose of life. Rather than trying to minimize the necessities, whatever that may mean, according to our situation, not try to increase it, but actually regulate it. And then chant Hare Krishna. Here, have time to hear about Krishna's Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, worship the deities, etc. So Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavad Gita, never pick out that word from my memory exactly how it starts. But I have to go through the whole thing. Amadidvama damvidvama hingsa shanti arjvam acharya pasanam socham stiryam atma vinigraha indriyarte shuvairagyam anahankara evacha janma mriti jaravyadi dukha dosha nudarshanam asaktira. So begins asaktira anabhishvanga putra darigrihadishu. Detachment from family, wife, home, and the rest. So this is one of the attributes of knowledge. And but Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavad Gita, in the purport, that actually the affection for a wife and children is natural. It can't be taken away. But one should sit down with the wife and children, the wife and family, every day, morning, perhaps evening, chant Hare Krishna together. Hear Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, worship the deities, and that way perfect one's family life. Because unless one can perfect one's family life, there's no question of vanaprastha life or a sannyas life. Just like there's no question of a good household life unless there's good brahmachari life. So Prabhupada said one should not expect that in household life everything's going to be perfect, nor will it be perfectly bad either, completely bad. that one has to learn tolerance and utilize the opportunity for spiritual advancement as much as possible. Now, unless women had some more attachment, how could we have children? How could children be brought up properly? If the child's 3 months old and you say, hey, it's about time to renounce, kid. you're just too attached to me, you know. Sorry, you know, you got to learn detachment at a very early stage. I got my plans. Three years, you get a job. No, there has to be some attachment, some affection. If the children are not taught affection from their mothers, at least, and some discipline from their father, they'll grow up being animals. Human life is not meant to be a machine, although modern leaders want people to be like a machine. But actually it's meant, the whole aim is to develop bhakti, love. And if you don't get affection and some appreciation when you're younger, then you grow up, your whole consciousness is distorted. That if you can't learn love when you're at the beginning, if you learn simply being insensitive, then you grow up being insensitive and you don't have human society. You have an animal society. When a tiger kills its prey, it doesn't cry, oh, poor animal. I hope it doesn't have any children. No, it's completely insensitive to the animal. It rips it apart. There's not one tear in its eye. So if one doesn't learn affection from the mother and love, some kind of, and discipline from the father, then there's an imbalanced child, and that's called Varna Sankara, and it destroys the society. It makes it impossible for spiritual advancement. So the role of the woman in society to bring up the children is vital if you want to have civilization, and if you want to have an animal kingdom, then you don't need a family. Matter of fact, you'll get something less than an animal society. Because even in the animal society, the mother lion, the tigress and the lion, they actually have some affection for their children. They enjoy watching their children play. There's some appreciation for the children. And therefore they raise them. Because even without some love and affection for the children, even in the tiger society, even the cockroach society, you can't get good cockroaches. You can't get good tigers. You can't get good lioness. So even in the animal society, they get training and affection. Only in this perverted human society, because they made everything so complicated, did everyone just expand so much that there's no time for spiritual life. That's the real problem. Not that we shouldn't maintain the body, but we shouldn't maintain the body to the extent it shouldn't become so complicated that we have no time to chant Hare Krishna and hear about the real self and the super person. And if the woman gets married and the husband is learned and they raise the family in Krishna consciousness and they help each other develop, then it's perfect family life. Then they could become good grihastha life. They can become good vanaprasthas. And spend the rest of their life absorbing themselves in Krishna consciousness and go back to Godhead. So family life is not condemned. It's essential. But Bali Maharaj right now, he's in a position he has nothing. So of course he's going to be renounced. But we find it's not the end of the story. When he goes to Sutali, he takes his whole family there. Matter of fact, all the demons go there with him. So it's not like, you know, now I've realized my wife, just like the typical brahmachari goes home, and his mother comes to greet him, and he goes, wait, mom, stop, don't touch me. You know, what happened? Don't touch me, you're a woman. I'm a what? I'm your mother. That's too bad. Now, Bali Maharaj takes his whole family along with the demons to Sutala. And he continues on with this Krishna consciousness, with his family. It's not he goes to Sutala by himself with Vamanadev. There's a huge planet. There's no one there except Vamanadev. Shouldn't he invite one of the children? No, they're Maya. I don't want to have anything to do with them. No, he takes care of them in Sutala too. But this is simply for our instruction. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions or comments? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for lecture. I was wondering, how can we go in, how can we hope to meet Krishna one day if our heart is insensitive or we don't have these feelings? I don't know. Like you mentioned that one brahmachari goes home and rejects his mother.
Well, this is probably just a stage. It's not that every brahmachari who goes home rejects his mother. But it depends. If the mother is a devotee, then eventually there's probably a very nice relationship that develops. But this is just in the beginning. Prabhupada said that in the beginning, because of the tendency for attachment, there's a natural reaction of detachment. But after a while, when one is not so averse anymore, then when one is not, the attachment goes down and the aversion goes down too. And then a proper relationship can be established. Just a question of purification. This detachment is just superficial. It's just another product of aversion. Or we should say, it's another product of attachment, I should say.
Okay, so we need to develop this soft heart, this love.
If you want to become a devotee, if you go back to the spiritual world, there's no, except, even Jatila, just like Jatila, Jatila?
I can't remember right now.
Jatila is the Jatila and Kutila. Jatila is the mother of Abhimanyu. And she seems to be averse towards Krishna. But she loves Srimati Radharani. So how can she be averse towards Krishna if she loves Srimati Radharani? But her part is that she's there in order to protect Srimati Radharani from Krishna. But she also loves Krishna. So there's no one in the spiritual world who's not soft-hearted. Everyone loves Krishna, and Krishna has the softest heart, Srimati Radharani. Only here we become hard-hearted because we're covered by the material nature. But even the most hardened, usually the most hardened criminal has some love and affection for someone. Somewhere there's some soft-heartedness. As I said, even the lion who kills the animals without any remorse, he has some affection for his wife, the lioness, and for his cubs. If he's a normal lion, of course, it's probably neurotic lions nowadays too. Anything else?
We have some questions from the internet. Avaduta Roy Das says, this is from Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati. Sankirtana means complete kirtana, or in other words, kirtana that is performed in full knowledge, or sambandha, and completely free from anarthas and aparadas. Question. Can you please comment on this? It seems I never really participated in Sankirtana.
Well, in proportion, it's not that anyone who chants Hare Krishna, especially in the line of disciple succession, with some knowledge, belief, and faith in Krishna, is performing Sankirtana. There's three different stages of chanting, Nama Parad, Nama Bas, and Shudanam. So we may not be chanting in Shuddha Nam, but at least we should try to chant in Namabhas, the clearing stage. Try to pay attention and give some care to the chanting, as if we're chanting to Srimati Radharani and Krishna, asking them to engage us in loving service. So then we're making progress. But we should avoid Namabhas, Anamaparad, that's all, offenses.
And Bhakti Yoga Tilburg, Hare Krishna Maharaj, can demons do anything which is not allowed by Krishna or Brahman? If not, then how to understand that while demons and devotees are on the same earth, demons make so many difficulties that also devotees have to undergo? What is Krishna's purpose for the devotees to experience this?
To help them become devotees. They come to the material world and there's no problems and they'll become devotees in the material world. Why would you want to leave material nature if everything's nice here? So demons are there to help the devotees become devotees.
Thank you.
Even in the heavenly planets where the demigods become more or less complacent, then Krishna throws the demons at them to wake up their Krishna consciousness again so they can come and pray to Krishna to save them. Otherwise, they just ride around in their elephants and whatever else they're riding around. Okay? Grandharaj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.